Okay, Carl Munson of Bonpom, 2012, just 3 years away. People have different interpretations of what 2012 will bring for us, including the Olympics in London. But I'm with Ashira Hart today of the Sonic Research Institute, who has a slightly different... It's not all about Olympics for you, is it?
No. In fact, I mean, that's a great thing to celebrate across the world. Lots of different musicians coming together. But no, 2012, we're going through a shift. That's why there's so much going off in the world. A lot of people losing it, a lot of emotions being coming to the surface, relationships breaking down. It's time to get back in tune. It's time to get back to nature. It's time to do what works. Humanity's doing what doesn't work. And 2012...
And it's not working, is it?
It's not working. So, yeah, there's lots of different things that are happening. If you look at in the alternative scene, a lot of people getting into raw food. That's not just about getting healthy. That's actually helping the body reconnect to nature and improve the vibration of the body so that you're more in tune with what's going on. I mean, if you look at the 12-month calendar, we have 13 moons every year, not 12 months.
Right.
You know, and
so we're out of rhythm then.
We're out of rhythm,
just with that.
You know, and with the Western scale, we're out of tune.
Yeah.
In many ways, we have to really address that, and we time's getting on.
You were saying the word apocalypse.
Yes.
In sort of Hollywood terms, means pretty grim sort of scenario, doesn't it?
That's right.
What you were telling me, it means something else.
Yes. Well, the apocalypse is very interesting because most people focus on the first part of the statement, which is the end of the world or the end of time. But it's end of time as we know it. And what are we saying? Time. We're living in a time-based society because we're not in tune with the moon. If you take away the clock was just made by man. What are we left with? We're left with the moon. And then we're more in harmony. But apocalypse, the real definition of that, if you look on Wikipedia, it's the lifting of the veil. And the Maoris talk about it. They say it's the lifting of the veil between life and death.
And we've got that very polarised at the moment, haven't we? We're either alive or dead. So you, for maybe 2012 for you is a shifting of our consciousness orientation around that we might...
Yes.
It might not be so black and white anymore.
Well, it's there's a lot of people talking about different things. Dronvalo Melchizedek, who has... he's just put out a webcast from the Mayan Council. He's sharing that you can expect 30 hours of darkness. And he says that you can expect that... things will literally appear, so you will technically be blind because you won't be able to see in front of your face. You won't be able to see the hands in front of your face. And last time, when we had the polar shift, people panicked. A lot of people died. You can imagine, for most people, that would be quite scary.
Yes.
But, you know, the ancients knew that it was very much about getting into the kiva, going into the teepee, going into a sacred space, going into meditation.
Is that what a kiva is?
A kiva is something underground, and it's...
Right.
Yeah, so it's an opportunity to meditate. Yes, you'll be detoxing, or you won't have any food for 30 hours because you won't be able to see around you. But it's the important thing is not to panic. You know, it's the lifting of veil of the illusion that we are all separate, that we're all walking around in separate bodies, thinking that we're all disconnected.
Yeah.
When in fact, if you take away the colour of our skin, we're all the same species. We're all one being playing out this game of we're all separate. And there's lots of egos flying around, you know, and glamour and all, you know, focus on the material, focus on, you know, having a boob job or whatever. And it's like that's in the wrong direction. But of course, that keeps you by, and it keeps you unsatisfied. But if you turn within and you really connect in with yourself, that's where the key is.
Okay, so I've got to go back. You mentioned the polar shift.
Yes.
It seems that sort of, you know, there are obviously different ways of reading things.
Mm.
People seeing north becoming in south and south becoming north, which
yes.
is what I think of as a polar shift, is the world turning upside down.
Mm.
It's not literally that, is it?
Well, the magnetic pole is actually shifting. The scientists have already said that that's going on, and a lot of indigenous tribes have been giving the information for a long time, and people haven't been paying attention. They've been ridiculing it.
Been watching Sky News instead, haven't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the news isn't going to tell you about it.
No.
You know, so it's good to do your research. There's plenty of stuff out there. Jeff Stray has put a beautiful book out called... Beyond 2012, Catastrophe or Ecstasy, and it's really what we focus on. What do we want to create?
Oh, that's an excellent resource. Sorry, would you mind repeating that?
Jeff Stray, Beyond 2012, Catastrophe or Ecstasy.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, we can either do the doom and gloom trip, you know, and there are a few movies coming out with 2012, but yeah. I have a friend of mine, she's bringing out one called Time of the Sixth Son, which is all about the shift. It's like all the ancients know, lots of elders will be able to talk to you about that and give you their input on it. It's a time to get back to nature.
Fantastic.
It's not really too complicated.
Well, thank you so much for your insight. If people want to catch up with you, get in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
They can go through the web. They'll find me, ashirahart.net, that's A-S-H-E-R-A, heart, H-A-R-T.net, or sonicresearchinstitute.org. That will direct me to that website.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for your time.